Hi guys, how's it going? Let me tell you a story of how I met a guy from, I think, Honduras, all right, while I was walking with my dog in my neighborhood. Okay, so, you know, I take a walk a lot with my dog, and I chat a lot with, especially with neighbors who have dogs also. And there is this little old lady who also has a dog, and I chatted with her the other day. And she was saying in Spanish that she is from El Salvador. And I enjoyed speaking in Spanish, so I remembered her. And she said that she lives alone, and sometimes her son visits her. So the other day, actually today, I was just walking in front of her unit, and I saw a guy who looks like his son. I mean, her son. And he was doing some kind of a gardening work. So I said, hi, how's it going? I sometimes speak with your mom. And then he said that, with Hispanic accent, oh, that's great, but she's not my mom, she's my aunt. Okay, so I said, are you also from El Salvador? And actually, I said that in Spanish, ¿Eres de El Salvador también? And then he said, soy de Honduras, I'm from Honduras. And I said, oh, that's interesting, you know. But it seems like relatives in this way can exist on both sides of the international border between Honduras and El Salvador. But I never thought about such a case, because in Japan, you usually don't have relatives abroad, right? But when I think about it a little bit, I realize that some people may have relatives in Korea or in China. But I thought this was a very interesting aha moment that I have never thought of.